AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The CDC says the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has hit 1 million, less than 2.5 years into the outbreak. The number of dead is equivalent to a 9/11 attack every day for 336 days. Officials in upstate New York say the white teenager accused of killing 10 people at a supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood in Buffalo made threatening comments that brought police to his high school last spring, but never charged with a crime. Police say Peyton Gendron traveled about 200 miles from his home in Conklin, New York, to Buffalo. Ben Dwyer was at a vigil at a local church.
One of the strongest feelings is, what am I doing every day to address some of the issues that are still festering after so many years? And I wanted to be here today to help be part of the community.
Federal authorities are working to confirm the authenticity of a racist 180-page document purportedly written by Gendron that said the assault was intended to terrorize all non-white, non-Christian people and get them to leave the country. The Biden administration is sending aid to deal with an increase in traffic deaths.
Figures being released this week are expected to show another big jump in traffic deaths through last year, a trend that began with the pandemic. They had dropped 3 straight years before that. Deaths among pedestrians and cyclists have been rising faster than those within vehicles. The administration is steering $5 billion to cities and localities that pledged to promote safety on roads for all users, through things like rumble strips to slow down traffic, bike paths, and wider sidewalks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden is offering formula manufacturers and retailers transportation and logistics support to ease the nationwide shortage of baby formula. This is AP News. New auditory implants, which reach all the way to the brain, are helping people hear again. Australian teacher Hannah McPiercy was born with neurofibromatosis type 2.
Hearing kids in class got harder, and I noticed I needed captions when I was watching TV.
Tumors from her condition were causing McPiercy's hearing problems.
We were very anxious that we may not be able to give Hannah a sense of hearing back after removing the tumor.
Dr. Jaffrey Cuthabatine performed an 18-hour operation to place the implant on the brain.
I didn't have high hopes because I didn't want to get disappointed again. It was quite funny when she turned it on. I'm just going to turn it on now, and it's connected to a computer, and I heard the startup sound.
McPiercy's condition soon improved to the point where she could do everyday things like ordering a coffee, and she has now gone back to teaching. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.